But hold on, better days are coming. It can be rough in this world. I know it ain't easy, but hang on in there. I know better. Just
welcome to Blessings by Grace Radio. Tonight is Wednesday, January the 30th, 2019. We are one more day for the first month of the brand new year, 2019. We can thank God every day that He woke us up every morning. We've made it to see 30 days in the brand new year. So we can give God a hallelujah praise for that tonight. Welcome to Blessings by Grace Radio Hour. We are here with the Hour of Power of Prayer tonight with the Honorable Critically Acclaimed Bishop, Founder and Overseer of the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, he is our leading Living Legacy Founder, Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. Tonight, we are in the Apple Valley Studio, where Dr. Moore will take your petitions and your prayers to the throne of grace. Tonight, he will pray for you. The radio station will believe with you. We will believe for you. And we will pray that God will intercede in your life and every prayer that you put before the throne, that he will answer them with fervent, and he will answer them with giving you the understanding of what he has done. Remember, God gives you not only what you want, he gives you what you need, and God gives you what he knows that you are physically and mentally and spiritually capable of handling. He will never give you something that he knows you cannot handle, whether it be mental, spiritual, or physically handle. God's not going to give you a blessing that's not meant for you. He won't give you a blessing that you're not even able to understand to receive. God only gives us what's best for us because he knows best. And without him, we are nothing. But with God, all things, not some things, not a little bit of things, but all things are absolutely possible with God. With faith, the grain of a mustard seed, each and everything that we need will be readily there for us, but you need faith, the grain of a mustard seed. And if you've ever seen one in your spices section at the grocery store, you know that that is so tiny, and that little bit of mite of faith, God will honor that faith, and he will answer the prayer. But when you have that faith, you have to wholeheartedly believe with that faith, not just saying it just because on the radio broadcast here that we're telling you faith is important. No, you got to believe it in your heart. You got to know it for yourself. It has to be deep in that soul that you understand that God is who he is and that God always has been, always will be the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not for us, but what God will do for us is he will answer our prayers. He will listen to our prayers as we take them tonight to the throne of grace, and he will honor them if we honor him. We can't just ask God, Lord, please give me all the blessings, and when you do, I'm just going to live my life how I want to. We're not supposed to shout it offensively, halt between two opinions. We have to be on the winning team tonight, and God's team is always the winning team. Ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour, Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. God bless.
Thank you tonight, my announcer. God bless you in Radio Land tonight. This is Dr. Moore. Praise the Lord coming to you tonight. Amen. From Apple Valley Studio with, amen, my granddaughter tonight, Tasha, to take your prayers along with you to the throne of grace. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us be glad, and let us rejoice therein. As I began to pray today, amen, and ask the Lord, amen, to watch over us, watch over the nation, watch over the world. I want to, before I open the line, amen, the scripture came to me, amen, in Matthew 24, chapter, verse 8. Amen. And so all of these are the beginning of sorrow. When we look on the news, amen, and we see, amen, nature is taking course and causing much trouble in the land. People, amen, can't travel, can't get out. Listen, all of this is just the beginning of sorrow. A man now take heed to what he see, amen. There are things that will come up on this earth, amen, that I'm afraid that man will not appreciate. While blood is running warm in your veins, young people, middle-aged people, old people, listen to the Lord. This is just the beginning of your trouble. This is just the beginning. If you live longer, and according to this word cannot lie, it is just the beginning of your trouble. Now I want to say tonight, amen, as the Bible began to tell us, amen, the time, amen, is coming. They shall deliver you up to be afflict, kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, just because of the namesake of Jesus. We're coming into that arena, amen, this one world government, amen, this one world nation, amen, that you're going to be hated for the name of Jesus. Tonight is prayer time. If you have never prayed, I'm going to ask you, amen, start praying, start being sincere, start being real with Jesus. It is prayer time. The devil, amen, is sending a lot of false delusion along, deceiving God's people. God wants you to open your heart and communicate unto him. And this is why we're here tonight, amen. He wants, amen, you to communicate with him. Thank God for Blog Talk Radio, amen, and all the podcasters tonight, amen, that have opened their lives for us, amen, to bring the Spirit of the Lord, amen, into you tonight. We are going to get ready to open up these lines for prayer tonight. Amen. Amen. Prayer will change things. Glory be to his name tonight. Amen. Prayer will change things. God bless you. This is Dr. Moore. Praise the Lord. Get ready. Amen. Is to accept your prayer. Amen. Tonight. And I want you, amen, is to be on fire for the Lord. I want you to believe Jesus. And what you ask tonight, believe that he will. And he will reward those that diligently seek him. God bless you for taking up the first call.
Call from 310-508. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop.
Well, God bless you, Deacon, tonight. God bless you. God bless you tonight, Deacon Jenny. How are you tonight?
Amen. Amen. I'm blessed. Amen. And I'm asking prayer for me and my household. Amen. That
amen.
We can continue
yes,
this grow.
God bless me and my home. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Deacon Jenny. Thank God for you tonight. Amen. And thank God for allowing you, amen, yet to be in the land of the living. I know you're giving praise to the Lord. Amen. I see you quite often, and I know, amen, that, amen, you're going through, amen, in your body, but you're still holding on to Jesus. We're going to take your request unto the Lord tonight. Again, praise
amen.
The Lord, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus tonight. Lord Jesus, this is your child. This is your child. This is your child. This is your child. And you said, Lord, you will supply our every needs with your riches and glory tonight. And Lord God, right now, we need a spiritually healing. We need a spiritually deliverance in the name of Jesus. My God, as well as physically, we need spiritually healing in the soul, in the mind, in the heart tonight. Touch Deacon Dennis right now, Lord, in Jesus' name right now. Lord, my God, in the spirit, let him know he's already healed. By your stripes, we are healed tonight. In Jesus' name right now, work it out in his life right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you have been so good to him. You know, brought him a long ways, Lord. My God, you know, brought him from death to no more than 2 weeks ago. My God, you still got him breathing on his side. We thank you for him right now. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what he stands for, righteousness, holiness, in the name of Jesus right now. My God, we're praying for that household. The entire household, my God, I'm asking you to continue to bless it. In that house. You know what's in that house. And you know how to bless it, Lord. You know everyone name by name, and you know what they're going through. It's my God, in the name of Jesus right now. My Lord, send a whirlwind of your spirit in that house. My God, stir that house up in the name
Jesus
of Jesus. Let that house be on fire, Lord. My God, let them see
Lord.
The fire on his street, Lord. In the name of Jesus. My God,
Jesus
let them come and glorify your name, which is in heaven. Strengthen my deacon right now, Lord. Talk to him. Work with him, Lord. Move in his life right now. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for him right there. I thank you right now. There is nothing too hard that you can't do, Lord. My God, you delivered Moses. You delivered Moses, Lord, through the Red Sea, and you still can deliver us, Lord, through our sea, through our trial, through our tribulation. We give you the praise right now, Lord, for what you've done and what you're doing right now in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. God bless you, Deacon. Amen. And continue to pray for us.
I appreciate that. Amen. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Caller, excuse me, caller from
310-637,
live on
the air
with Dr. Moore.
Caller. God bless you, Bishop. This is
Praise
Sister Dennis calling.
Yes,
and I'm asking for prayer for my grandkids in Phoenix, Arizona, and also my grandkids here in L.A. And pray for my home, that it come a home of prayer before it's too late.
God bless you, Mother Dennis. Amen. We're going to touch. And we're going to agree together in the name of Jesus right now. Lord God, there is no distance in prayer tonight as we have similar ourselves together here. We ask you, Lord, let thy spirit be there in Phoenix, Arizona. And every one of our grandchildren right now, Lord, my God, let thy spirit cover over them right now. My God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, rebuke and burn everything that's not like you. In Phoenix, Arizona, over those grandchildren right now. Lord, stabilize them and put them under a house of prayer. My God, that is called by your name in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, we take I'm asking you to bless her children that is here, right here in California, all of her grandchildren and her natural children. My God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, save them, Lord. I know you're coming back, Jesus. I know you're coming back. You're coming back at a church without a spot, blemish, or rancor. Save our children tonight. Save them tonight. Lord, our cry. We're pleading with you, Lord. Turn them around, Lord. You are the only somebody can turn mankind from the evil way. Turn them around. Save our children. Oh, that we can praise your name, Lord, right here on earth, Lord. My God, deliver your children tonight. Strengthen our mother tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for, Lord, you touched her on last Sunday, Lord. My God, continue to touch her feet, Lord. Continue to touch that body and touch that mind. My God, that she continue. Recharge in the spirit in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, we thank you. We thank you right now. We cast out that pain that's out like that in Jesus' name. Lord God, right now, set them free. Set them free in Jesus' name. We're going to give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Thank you for calling, Mother Dennis, and God bless you tonight.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
Call us from 818-358. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Bishop. Hello, Katasha. I'm calling from Bill and my family.
Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
I'm calling in from me and my family. Hello, Bishop.
God bless you.
You hear me?
Brother Brenner, God bless you tonight. I heard you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We shall pray for you and your family tonight. Oh, by the grace of God, he has allowed us, amen, to come to see 2019. God is good, and the Lord is keeping us right now. Oh, we're going to give him the praise for doing what he's done for us right now. Lord God, I know you know what my brother needs tonight. My Lord, my God. Yeah, Jesus, you said in your word, that you will never leave us, nor would you forsake us. Oh, you'll be with us even to the end of the world. My Lord, in the name of Jesus, speak to my brother right now. Give him comfort and consolation tonight. In the name of Jesus, that you are with him tonight. Lord, touch his mind, touch his soul, touch his body tonight. Touch him right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every pain that's not like you, I bind it, I curse it in the name of Jesus. Touch my beloved brother right now, that he can give you the glory, Lord. My God, that you know that you have healed and that you have touched him. You have raised him up tonight. Touch him tonight. Touch him. Touch him tonight. Touch him. I know the adversary has been trying to keep him from praising you tonight, but I bind that spirit of the adversary right now. Touch that home, Lord. Touch that home and move in that home like never before. Oh, that your people may glorify your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you for my brother tonight, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. My God, you open the door for salvation to us. My God, and accept him into your kingdom. We thank you for him right now. Come to the Hoshanda. Continue to wash him in your blood. We're going to give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Thanks the Lord. God bless you, my brother. It's a blessing to hear from you tonight.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Tasha.
Yes, sir.
Caller from 818-641, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Tasha. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless my sister.
Yeah, just give him praise. He's just good all the time.
Yeah.
I love him because of his glory. We're giving him all the glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just giving him praise like he did, Joe. No matter what we're going through, God is still at work with us. He's always at work with us. Hallelujah. Even when we can't see it and don't understand it, you still got to give him praise. Like he did with Joe. Joe couldn't understand it, but he still praised him. So that's what we have to do, no matter what we're going through. The glory is to him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I just want to just keep me up before the Lord, me and my husband, and my and our
my whole entire family. My brother said, pray for him. He's sitting in the living room. And I want you to God pray for you. Those in our prison walls. And those on our sick list, Bishop, Greater All Nation, and you. And
God
you
bless
keep,
you.
Keep
God
that
bless
word, truth, righteousness, and holy. And we all be
hallelujah.
On that one mind and one accord and give God some glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, you heard the request tonight, Lord. My God, honor this request in this sister's house tonight in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, rain your blessing down upon them right now. Rain your blessing, Lord. Rain
Jesus.
Your power down upon them tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, trouble is all over the world. Trouble is everywhere.
Yes.
She's still giving you the praise and giving you the thanks for put your arms around them. Come in your name, blood tonight. Oh, continue to touch right now. Touch in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes.
My God, as you're praying for a household, we ask you to sanctify that household in the name of
Jesus
tonight. Jesus. Jesus tonight. Now, the whole cut of motion. My God, brother tonight, Lord. My God, I know how you know how to wash him in your blood. Let us say yes to your will. My God, in the name of Jesus. Work it out for Brother Frederick tonight. In Jesus' name, my God, in the name of Jesus. My God, give us this one time and let us be a one accord, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My God, in the last and even day, let us make supplication, Lord, one for another one tonight. My God, for where
in
the trouble tonight, the touches in trouble tonight. My God, we call it upon your name. Work it out for us. Work it out for us, Lord. Work it out for us, Lord. Work it out for the house. Work it out for the evangelists, my God. Work it out for your children tonight in the name of Jesus tonight.
In the name
of Jesus. Oh, sister, my beloved sister tonight. Hold her in the palm of your hand, Lord.
Jesus.
Continue to reveal yourself to her in the name of Jesus right now.
Jesus.
We thank you. Oh, my God, we thank you for every effort she put forth. My God, she praise you with all of her heart, with all of her soul, and all of her mind.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, right now, for letting her light shine in this dark world. In
Jesus'
name we pray. God bless you. Thank the Lord tonight. We amen. We kept you all in the household. In Jesus' name, go with the Lord tonight. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Bishop. Love you. You're in
God bless you. We love you tonight.
Call us from 323-354. You're live on the air with Dr.
Clark. Hi, Bishop. This is Vernon Frank Tammy. And I'd like for you to have a prayer for me for walking. I'm having such a hard time walking. And my other issues, what I have, and I just need to be prayed for.
God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. My brother, the Lord knows what is going on in your body. And I'm going to say tonight, by your faith, you are made whole tonight. By your faith, you are made whole tonight. Ever what that condition is right now, I'm going to put it before the Lord. My God, you know the address and you know where my brother live at right now. Oh, gee. Go there and touch him right now. Wow, send your healing power. My God, send your healing power there for my brother right now. Let him feel something that he never felt before. I curse that by the root tonight. In the name of Jesus. Touch him right now, Lord. Touch him right now. Let him know that you're real tonight. My God, let him know the root of you right there tonight. You're right there tonight. In the name of Jesus. Work it out in his life. Work it out in his life. In the name of Jesus right now. I feel the anointing of the power of God. My God, moving in you and upon your house right now. I feel Jesus. My God, I will be hit that house. I want you to believe Jesus is there with you right now. I want you to believe the Lord is answering your prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you work this thing out. We're going to give you all the glory because it belongs to you. And we thank you for my beloved brother calling tonight. My God, that is a step of faith tonight. My God, and you said if we just have a little faith tonight, Oh, we speak to that mountain that is in our life until that mountain is to be removed in Jesus' name, and so be it done. We claim in victory for him right now in Jesus' name. Go to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah, and thank you for calling us tonight. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Caller from 323-616, you're live in the air. Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hey, Pop, how you doing? God bless you.
Praise the Lord tonight, my son.
Hey, Pop, calling to need prayer for my family. We got two deaths in our family within 2 weeks apart. And from my household, my mom, my sister, just ask for prayer.
God bless you tonight. Amen. Together we stand and divided we fall. Be going to. Amen. Stand on God's word together. And amen. All that is in the family, we're going to ask the blood of Jesus to cover them tonight. As we take your request along with you to the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus. In the name that is above every name. In the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
Yes.
Lord God, be with my son tonight. My God, be with his family tonight. Be with his mother. My God, be with his sister tonight. In the name of Jesus. Work it out. Work it out, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Abba Hoshana. I bind Satan tonight. Ever what he's trying to do, ever what thought he's trying to bring in, we bind it in the name of Jesus. My God, what now? My God, get your spirit. Wow, come upon that household in the name of Jesus. Bring deliverance in that household. Bring deliverance, Lord. Total deliverance. And we're going to give you total glory for what you're doing right now. My God, move on my son and send him in every way. In the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Start a meeting in that house, Lord. My God, let your anointing be poured all out upon that family. Pour out your anointing, Lord. My God, leave it here, and we're going to give you the praise, and we're going to give you the glory for what you have done and what you have done. My God, right now, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. For your calling tonight, we believe Jesus is answering prayer. God bless you, and thank you for calling us tonight.
Yes, God bless you,
Father. Yes, sir.
Caller from Box Number, you're right on the air, Dr. Moore.
God bless you, Katasha. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, my daughter.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you just fine.
Oh, God, this phone just... Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with the phone. Anyway, pray my strength in the Lord each and every day.
God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah.
All right. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All we giving praise unto the Lord. No matter what the devil has tried to do and what he's done right now, we still giving praise to the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus, we're going to take your petition to the throne of grace right now along with you. My God, in Jesus'
Thank
name,
you, Jesus.
You have worked it out and you're working it out right now, and we give you the praise,
yes,
and we give you the thank you, we give you the glory for what you have done. I'll continue to raise
thank
your blessing down upon my power right now, Lord. My God, move in the arrow right now in the name of
Jesus.
Lift up tonight, Lord. Lift up, Jesus. My God,
thank
you need
Jesus.
A spiritual blessing tonight. My
thank
God,
you.
I feel it right now. My God, give her that spiritual breakthrough in the name of Jesus right now.
Thank you,
right
Jesus.
Now, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, heal, revive tonight in the name of Jesus. My God, not on the
thank
hub of the house. In the name of Jesus right now, continue to cover them with your blood right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you the praise and we're giving you all the glory. My God, Sister Gisella, I just want you to give God some praise tonight. Amen. Because I know that, oh, Baba Hoshana. Oh, Lord is blessing you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. And we're going to continue to pray for you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. God bless you.
You're
love
welcome.
You. Thank
God
you, Katasha.
Okay. God bless you. God bless you tonight in radio land. Remember today, this is just the beginning of sorrows of things that we're seeing coming up on the face of this earth. It is prayer time like never before. The Son of Man is going to come. And we don't know the day and we don't know the hour when Jesus is going to come, but Jesus is going to come. And he don't want you to be caught with your work undone. Listen, the Bible tells us, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many is waxing cold. It is, amen, getting spiritually cold out there. But you don't have to be cold as saints of God. You don't have to be cold as believers. You can keep the love of Jesus. You can keep the fire burning in your soul if you're praying. If you want the hand of the Lord upon you, if you want deliverance upon you, you can keep the fire burning tonight. Tonight is your night, amen. The Lord wants to bless you. Thank God for all of those that called in tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. But God wants, amen, somebody else to call in tonight. Amen. To get your blessing from heaven tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is still on the throne tonight. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, praise the Lord. Take your eyes spiritually. Amen. And look around you. Amen. And look at the face of the earth. Look what's going on. Amen. There is no peace. There are problems everywhere. My brothers and my sisters, amen. You that, amen, is in China. You that is in Africa, amen. You that is in the Philippines. You that is all over that area tonight, amen. Dr. Bishop Moore, amen, tonight is releasing the Spirit of the Lord upon you tonight. Prayer will change things. We ask that God is to cover you in his blood. Amen. Control nature over there. In the name of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are God's children. You are God's children tonight. Oh, no matter what you have done, amen. If you're not done right, all you have to do is repent of your sin. And turn and come and worship your God. Oh, hallelujah tonight. It is prayer time. It is prayer time. It is time, amen, to destroy, amen, the thing that Baal have built up. It's time for them to be torn down tonight. The altar that Baal have built, amen, it's time for prayer is to tear them down tonight. There is not but one Lord, one Spirit, and one baptism. Don't you let nobody tell you Jesus is not still healing. Don't you let nobody tell you Jesus is not still saving souls. It might seem like it, amen, but I want to tell you, amen. Jesus said, for the promises unto you and unto your children, even to those that are far off, even as many as I, the Lord God, shall call. Jesus is still calling men out of their sin, and he's still healing, and he's still delivering. We're praying for those that are in Chicago tonight. Amen. Snow got them snowed in. They can't get out. And it's below zero. It's cold. Thank God, amen, some of us in a warm climate tonight. But some people, amen, it's freezing. We're praying for them tonight. My God, that you know what you're doing, Lord. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. I can't do nothing, amen, but praise. Keep your people tonight, because you know what you're doing, Lord. Oh, Jesus, watch over your people tonight. Yeah, in those countries, amen, the nature, amen, it seems to come in against them tonight. Lord God, cover your people in their blood. But, oh, Jesus, even at that, as you still showing them that is you, they still is disregarding you. My God, help your people tonight. Help your people. It's prayer time, children. Call Dr. Moore, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the man of God pray for you tonight. Yes, the love of men is a wax cold. People don't care about people like they used to. But that don't stop, amen, the saints of God from loving one another like they should. No matter what you go through with tonight, if you have the love of Jesus within your heart, Satan can't take that away. Love our enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you. We're living in a difficult time. But oh, praise the Lord. Jesus love you tonight. Jesus love you. Get a hold of Jesus. Amen. Get a hold of Jesus before he come. Listen, children, if Jesus was to come right now and you have not repented, it will be too late for you to repent. I'm concerned about your soul. Amen. Not only amen, I'm concerned about your physical body as well, but amen, I'm concerned about man's soul. Jesus said, I come to seek and to save that which was lost. Your soul was lost. My soul was lost. If you don't have nothing on earth, make sure your soul is right with Jesus. Call us tonight. We want to hear from you tonight. Amen. We want to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. We living in the last days. And Jesus, amen, he want to bless you. And we're headed, amen, towards a difficult time in life. Amen. We're headed towards the tribulation period, the roundup period. The period, amen, I'm afraid that the governor going to try to make everybody obey them. We're headed in a terrible time. But King Jesus is going to come. Call me tonight. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, don't you go out there looking for him. Go not for. Behold, he is in a secret chamber. Believe it not. When Jesus come, amen, everybody going to know it, because every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Call us tonight. God bless you in radio land. As I often say, amen, this opportunity is not going to be always. People is not going to want to hear truth. They are going to believe a lie quicker than they will the truth. And we are pretty well in that situation today. People believe in the lie more than they hear the truth. The time will come when they will not endure. They will not endure. They won't want to endure. They won't hear sound doctrine. They don't want what is right. But they won't find women and men will tell them partially truth. It's prayer time. It's prayer time all over the world. All over the world need a breakthrough tonight. All over the world need a breakthrough. Call Dr. Moore and John in with me tonight and say, amen. We praying that God will send us a revival all over the world. Amen. God, people need saving. Amen. People that are not saved, they're lost. Come on, children, pray with me. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but all come. That they will come. Everybody will not come. But all come to eternal life. Jesus died on the cross and offered us eternal salvation. If you would only accept it tonight. Oh my God. You know, people are in storms tonight trying to go to the ball game. Dangers is everywhere, but they're trying to go to the ball game. And here you, saints of God, won't even call in for prayer. You won't call in for your children. You won't call in for yourself. It's cold out there. Everything in this world is temporary, and it's going to pass away. But prayer is going to last forever. God bless you in radio land. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. We're standing on the word of God. God's word is not going to pass away. Heaven and earth will pass, but Jesus' word is going to stand. If you can't pray for yourself, amen, you don't need prayer. I know you know somebody that needs prayer. Stand in pocket for them tonight. As these lines let us reach, amen, all over the world, amen, we pray for all of God's peoples that they will give God one eternal yes everywhere over the world, over the world. God don't see race, God see peoples. For God so loved the world and loved the people in the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God see peoples. But he let us know that nation's going to be against nation. And there are going to be earthquakes and divers places. Famines and pestles and earthquakes and divers places. Oh, we ain't out of the woods yet. We need prayer. We need God's mercy to continue to cover us tonight. You that have never called Dr. Moore tonight, would you get in that telephone tonight, amen, and call me. Let me know, amen, that you're listening tonight, and let me know that you are a believer. You might not be a believer, but you can come to be a believer tonight. God's word is fulfilling right before our eyes. All you got to do, open up your eyes and look around. Oh, hallelujah. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come when this gospel, amen, and the gospel is being preached all over the world. The end is nigh. Come on, children, pray. Prayer time. The end is nigh. It's nigher than what we think. Warning comes before destruction. The warning light is out there letting us know, amen, that it is the beginning of sorrow, amen, and trouble is everywhere. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. We need Jesus in our life. We need him in our nation. Our nation has failed. We need Jesus. I plead for America tonight that they'll go back to the old way when they acknowledge that God was a God, not that a dollar is a God. The love of money is the root of all evil. Not that you cannot have money, but the love of it will keep you from loving Jesus Christ. God bless you tonight. Call us tonight. We have, amen, about 20 more minutes. Hallelujah. And we want to hear from you tonight. Amen. This is Dr. Moore and his staff, amen, here in Apple Valley tonight. Amen. I'm willing to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Oh, this is a good night. This is a day the Lord has made. Amen.
Call us at 323-392. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Dr. Moore. This is Elder Chris and his family. We are praying for you, for you and your staff. Y'all keep up the good work. Sounding good, and God is really moving over the foam air. So just keep us up for Saturday. And also for those that are homeless, I know they cold out there. You could pass out blankets, but they still need more different ones, young people too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Minister Chris, God bless you. Amen. You're so right on the spot on that. Praise the Lord. It is cold. It is cold. And amen. We must not forget the homeless out there. Any Christian, amen. You don't have to be a Christian to help somebody else. But anybody out there, amen, that can help somebody that's out in the cold, don't pass them by. Yeah. Don't pass them by.
Yeah.
Think about it. It could be you. It could be you. It could be you. God bless you, my son. Amen. We will be with you, amen, on Saturday if the Lord delay his coming. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you and your family tonight. Amen. Listening in. Amen. And praying with us tonight. Amen. We are just so grateful for you tonight. We are going to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. Continue to hold up your head with holy boldness tonight. The Lord is on your side. Amen. Amen. God is fighting your battle right now. Praise the Lord. So, amen. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus right now. My God, your man, my God, your woman, my God, and your daughter tonight, in the name of Jesus, go there in that household right now. This man of God, this woman of God that prays daily, that call on your name daily, work it out for him right now. Work it out for him, no matter what the enemy has said and what the enemy is trying to do right now. We bind that enemy in the name of Jesus. We take authority of him by the blood of Jesus right now. My God, deliver your people tonight, Lord. Deliver your people. Give him strength right now, Lord. At this hour, Lord, as he be thinking of what he's going to do and say, my God, word his mouth. I pray in the name of Jesus right now. I know you know how to do it, Lord. Strengthen right now. My God, he be thinking about those out in the cold tonight. Oh, the homeless tonight, Jesus. And as part of the mission that you have given him and his family to reach out and go out there and feed the hunger, Lord Jesus, continue to give him the strength and give them the avenue, my God, and the supply that they can reach out and touch those that is unfortunate tonight. In the name of Jesus right now. I thank you for Minister Chris tonight. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, continue to strengthen him. Continue to let him walk in your path, Lord. My God, continue to give him, work out the needs in his life. You know what he needs, Lord, for the ministry. You know what he needs for his after. My God, the heart that
pulling the barrel off
belong to your touch right now. This is God, man. This is God, man. This is God, woman tonight.
Yeah,
we hold before him tonight, Lord. Oh, yes. Jesus, my God. You said you would never forsake us. And I believe that, Lord. I believe that right now. Just strengthen us right now, Lord. My God, and keep us on one mind and keep us on one accord, Lord. My God, until the day that you take us out of here, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us lift up your holy name right now. Revive our spirit right now. In the name of Jesus right now. Lord Jesus, we release the spirit upon him tonight. He will rest in peace and comfort in the household tonight in the name of Jesus. And we claim in victory for him right now in Jesus' name. God bless you, Minister Chris, and family tonight. Go with the Lord and continue to pray for Dr. Moore.
God bless you. We love you. We love you.
Yes, sir. Right here, too. Amen. Amen. Listen, children, God is so good tonight. The line should not stop, amen, being empty tonight, as many of you out there need a blessing. And the Lord wants to bless you, but sometimes we're too stubborn to receive a blessing. Well, you're only defeating yourself. Amen. It's the Lord that gives us, and it's the Lord that takes it away. If God want to give you something and you don't want to receive it, you're only taking away your own blessing. Thank God for men and women of God that is able to pray and get a prayer through. Not just say some words, but get a prayer through. And I'm going to say everybody praying can't get a prayer through. It takes much consecration. It takes fasting. It takes meditation. Amen, to get a prayer through. Uphold men and women of God that you know, deny their old flesh. That the name of Jesus may be glorified. It says, when the night, praise the Lord, this is prayer night. Again, praise the Lord, if you so desire prayer for anything, call that number. And we will pray the prayer of faith along with you. Not amen for you, but along with you. We're just an addition to your faith, amen, that the Lord will answer your prayer. I thank you, amen, for many of those of you that are praying for greater all nation and blessing by grace, because the Lord is answering our prayer. Amen. We're getting country by country added on to us, amen, each week. And I say, I know that that ain't nothing but the Lord. Amen. We have over. Praise the Lord. We have so many countries, amen, that we are in. 68. We are in 68 countries, and you telling me the Lord is not hearing our prayer? My God, I know that is just a blessing from the Lord, amen. And we just, amen, recently got into this. We're about 7 years old. Praise the Lord, and we are in 68 countries. God is hearing our prayers, and every week, amen, is an addition coming on. Amen. I want to say it's through your prayer the Lord has done this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Praise the Lord. Some of them can't call in, praise the Lord, but they can listen in, praise the Lord. But amen, they do call, amen, and let us know, amen, that they are listening in, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. You're sitting in America and you can speak in Germany. Praise the Lord. That is a blessing. That is a miracle that is working from the Lord right now. We are in America. We're speaking in Africa right now. Praise the Lord. My God, we are in America speaking in New Zealand. Praise the Lord. In Russia. My God. Oh, hallelujah. I say that is a blessing right now. Hallelujah. Let's keep praying. Let us keep on praying, praise the Lord. This is God's work. This is God's work. It may not seem much in our eyes, but this is God's work. Amen. And again, I'll say, we want to say, man, we are just so excited about these podcasters, amen, carrying us through, praise the Lord, helping us to deliver the word of the Lord in the last and evil days that we are living in right now. Amen. I tell you, praise the Lord, all of my heart is into this thing. It's not a plaything. It's not a joke. Jesus is real. And what we are doing, we are not playing. It is real tonight. Just read your Bible. Praise the Lord. And you'll see that it's real. Yes, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Listen, the end is coming. Because when you therefore shall see the abomination of the desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand it. Listen, we're coming to see the desolation of the abomination standing in the holy places. We see, amen, this thing is fulfilling, and it's going to fulfill more. The desolation is standing in places that they ain't supposed to stand in. Demonic spirits are in holy places where they are not supposed to be. God bless you tonight in Radio Land. We love you tonight. Praise the Lord. But I want to tell you, Jesus is coming soon. And it's going to be all over with. It's going to be over. There will be no more suffering upon this face of this earth on this side. It's going to be over with. There would be no politician and politicking. It's going to be over. A new world order is coming in. Not as, amen, the world government believes that it's coming in, but Jesus is fit to set up a new world order. And the nation's going to be under his rod, under his hand. Thank God we that suffered on earth to be with Jesus, we're going to range with him. Because Jesus said, if you suffer with me, you shall also range with me. But that means, amen, not only suffering, amen, physically, mentally, emotionally, that means you got to live for him. Denying this old flesh of what, amen, the flesh wants. But you got to live for Jesus. As is Dr. Mark tonight, amen, saying, God bless each of you. We love you tonight, praise the Lord, and we thank God for all of you that call in, amen, and continue to call in, amen, because we're going to, the devil is already defeated. Amen. Not we're going to defeat him. He's already defeated because when Jesus bruised his head on Calvary, he was defeated. But he's a deceiver. He will make people believe that he is not defeated. Oh, we already got the victory. We just got to hold on to Jesus. Our time, praise the Lord, is out tonight. And we want to thank God for each of you that has listened tonight and praying for us tonight. And we thank God for, amen, the 63 ministry that is, amen, standing behind us strongly. We praise God for you tonight. Keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen. Until next Wednesday night.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, as we called in for prayer. Remember, God will answer the prayers. He will. Until next time, we say goodnight, and God bless everybody. Bye-bye.